Hey y'all, it's your girl Onika. We'll see you. Okay. I'm in the car making my way somewhere. And I remember I wanted to make a podcast episode about this. And I was like, why not just do it now? So I'm glad that you guys can see me. If you guys are listening to the Selfish Babe podcast, hello. If you guys want to watch, you can watch it on my YouTube channel, Olenike Osibowale. I should have it linked below. So I was just driving, listening to this reggae Jamaican song by Nige Boy and Mr. Vegas called Waterfalls. And you guys should listen to it if you're looking for like an inspirational song. But basically, it's just talking about you going after your dreams, believing in yourself, and being blessed. Being blessed and highly favored. It's a beautiful song. Highly recommended. So yesterday, I had went into Sephora to try on some shades. I wanted to try on L'Oreal Mercier's tint and then also Danessa Myrick's blurring powder. And when I was talking to one of the reps, she was mentioning that she wanted to go live in California, but you know, she hasn't made the move yet. And, you know, just that. And I said, okay, well, if you want to go, you should go. And she was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, we only have one lot. She was like, oh, well, she has school here. She'll wait a year. And I ended up asking her, are you able to do that school online? She was like, yeah. She also mentioned that having student loans would help her if she moved to California. I said, wow, look at that, you know? And she just talked about going back and forth and how she kind of felt stagnant in life. And she didn't mind being uncomfortable because I had asked her, well, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money to move. I know that sounds crazy, guys, but it just depends on how uncomfortable and comfortable you want to be. If you felt like you want to go to Thailand today and be in Thailand, you probably could. And you could do that for not a lot of money, but you may be very uncomfortable, right? Depending on how uncomfortable you want to be. And she was like, girl, I want to be uncomfortable. I said, really? She was like, yeah, she feels stagnant. She want to shake things up a little bit. She don't mind it. And I said, okay, great. But she like, when she talked to other people, they'd be like, oh, you should save your money. You should do this. You should do that. And I told her, when you talk to other people, they're only going to give you the advice based on their life experiences. And that is neither good or bad. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying that based on their life experiences, that's the answer they're going to give you. And so if somebody has never taken a risk before, has stayed in the same place all their life, what is their life advice going to be? Mainly to stay where you're at and save your money and wait, right? And that's cool. No problem. But if she feels it in her spirit that she wants to go to LA for whatever reason, I was just telling her, then just go. Like, there's a reason why I do believe that certain destinations call you. Now, I was telling her about astral cartography, and I hope I'm saying it right. If I'm not, then y'all know that I admit that I didn't say that right. But basically, you get to get a, based on your astrological birth chart, you can see what places in the world would benefit you, where you would do good at. Now, I haven't gotten mine read because when you try to do it yourself, I don't know, I feel like reading the lines is hard. So maybe get a person to read the chart for you. Or if you think you can interpret it, then do that. But, you know, there are places in this world where we will do exceptionally good at. But for me, apart from that, that's just one example of a spiritual tool that you guys can use in your life for your benefit. Apart from that, I feel like if you feel like in your spirit you want to go somewhere, there's a reason you feel that in your spirit. It's something that's calling you. I was telling her, I'm ready to move to New York. I know that my time in Atlanta is coming to an end and I'm ready to be in New York. I already know it's happening. I feel it in my spirit. And for me, it's like, bitch, I'm going to try living in New York for a year because I want to. Whether I stay in New York after that year or not, doesn't matter. I just want to have the life experience. And I was just telling her, we're here to live and experience. And based on your experiences, you get more information. You get more clarity on what it is you want in that moment and what you don't want, right? So let's say she went to LA and maybe she didn't have a positive experience in something in LA, right? Of course, I'm wishing blessings and nothing but prosperity for her. But let's say that she had a negative experience about something. That experience would teach her, hey, I actually want this. Like maybe she got into an apartment and it wasn't the best and she had to stay there for a month and she realized she didn't like it after a month because of certain things. What's she going to do? More than likely move and find something that's a little bit more clear. Like, oh, I really didn't like this. This is what I prefer. She just got an experience that gave her more information to now have another experience. So for me, we're my personal opinion, we are here to live and experience.
Now, for my ladies that are the right customer, because we're not just going to talk about not the right customer, but the right customer, you're wanting to tend to some of the traumas that may be in your womb. Have you been sexually assaulted before? That's a trigger warning. Have you had sexual experience you didn't like? Are you holding on to stagnant emotions? Are you dealing with PCOS, infertility, endometriosis, all those things? Like, are you trying to remove things that's stopping you from success and wanting to call in more success? Like, this is why I used to have whatever your intentions are as options to order. But for some reason, some people were so confused about clicking. Click something. Click an intention, then you can process your order. I don't know. I may bring those back. But you have to set your intention, y'all, when you get the
Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls at evolvingbutterfly.org. My spiritual womb and yoni cleanse. Over 1,000 reviews on my website. Check it out today.
And so for me, I want people that are intentional when they get my product. Like, okay, sit. Prayer, use, not in a rush, ready to flow. Like, those is what my products are for women who are on their self-love journey, for women who are on their spiritual journey, who are desiring to connect deeper to themselves, and who are already there. If you are already a goddess that knows herself, loves herself, already connecting deeper, this is just something that's adding into your toolbox of things. You know what I'm trying to say? It's for y'all. And then my pussy power wash, right? You're praying. You set an intention into the yoni wash and you use it. Or if you don't feel like it that day, it's okay. It's already sitting in the energy of rose quartz, you know? Anyways, I just wanted to talk about that because I guess, I don't know, some people didn't know I was still selling the pearls. I still sell them. You can find them at evolvingbutterfly.org or click the link below. You can also order on something I have called Stand Store. There is buy now, pay later options available. And I'm trying to say it's all available for you guys.
And I think people should be happy based on what you want to do and your personal choices. And so for me, if you feel like you want to go somewhere, experience something, do that. Do the fuck that. Because this life is here to experience. You are here to have enjoyment. You are here to have pleasure. You are here to be happy. And if you feel like you're not, then that's your personal experience. If you feel like your life sucks, like if you genuinely believe in your mind, your life is not meant to be good. If you genuinely believe that your life is going to be shitty, that is what you are going to have. Now, you may be experiencing that right now, but that doesn't mean you cannot change your belief to have your life be something more positive for you. A simple saying is, I am open to having a more positive experience in my life. I am more open to positive, beautiful experiences in my life that show me such and such, right? If you're a person that's always just starting out with a small prayer, a small affirmation, just state that you're open to it, because that affirmation and that prayer of you being open to it is going to open more fucking experiences for you, for the better. And so, yeah, no, I always talk about the affirmations and prayers. But we just had a good conversation and she was just like, she always going back and forth. And I was like, well, you know why you want to go. And I said, based on why you want to go and you know how you feel about being stagnant in life, I told her you should probably write that down in your journal. Because when you go back and forth, you probably need to read that and remind yourself what you're doing, right? Let's say she was like, okay, I'm making a decision. I'm going to go to California. And then one day she decides she changed her mind for whatever reason. She go back in that journal and read, oh, this is why I'm doing this for this. And then she do it because she reminded herself. I told her that it's her life. Like, yeah, you can take advice from other people. I'm never going to knock that because I go to other people for advice too. I'm never going to knock that. But at the end of the day, it's your life and it's your decision. So it's just like, if they're like, don't go, and you really want to go, then fucking go. You know what I'm trying to say? You inspire the people around you by the actions you make. There was a time in my life where I used to tell people what to do in my hotep phase. Like, girl, you're not supposed to be eating this. You're not supposed to be doing that. And then I stopped that because I realized that if everybody got their own life, and who am I to tell people what the fuck to do, right? So I just live my life for me. And based on me living my life for me, and my future and what I have, my personal ideals, I may inspire other people to live their life for themselves. So, for example, right? Let's say you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to make money for yourself. You want to start this business. And you tell the people around you about your business, but they're not really feeling it. They don't really know. Oh, look at this beautiful pink car behind me. Yes, girl. That's a beautiful sign to me. Girl, oh, a pink car? I just feel like that's a sign of like beauty and luxury. That is shit is beautiful. Thank you, God. Yeah, you're saying, yeah, I want to try this business. What y'all think? But they're not really giving you positive feedback. They're just like, oh, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. They don't really have the answer. I'm being honest. They don't have the answer because they don't have the experience and they may not have the belief in you and or them about that. They only know a 9-to-5 and that's okay. But then let's say you decide to do it anyway and woo, you become a multimillionaire. You know how much that's going to inspire the people that may have even told you, oh, I don't know. They're going to be like, damn, she did that. Maybe I could do that. Maybe I can work on the idea that I've had for myself, right? You just living your life, being you and doing you can inspire other people. I gave her another example. For example, Keith Lee. Y'all know Keith Lee. If y'all don't know Keith Lee, he was a guy. He is a guy that does a lot of food reviews and helps a lot of small businesses grow, especially restaurants. And some time ago, he was making food reviews in his daughter's preschool chair and table in his apartment. And he has a wife and another child, I believe. I don't know if he has one child or two children. But it grew. And he just started on TikTok. And his page grew. His following grew. He would go to different restaurants. And based on his reviews, people would show the fuck out and support that restaurant and give booming business. They called it the Keith Lee effect. Now he is traveling the world. He got flown out to Japan with him and his family just to do things. You know, he is now making a lot more money. Like when I say, I mean, a good chunk of money, y'all. Like he's probably up there to millionaire status at some point, if not already. And he just started making food reviews on TikTok. And that changed. You know, him showing how he's supporting other businesses inspires me, inspires other people. It shows people, because I've seen the journey. It shows me how life can change like this through social media, through you sharing your gifts. And so it inspired me to keep on posting and keep doing what I'm doing. Like, he's one of the inspirations. And so that's the kind of example I was trying to give her. Like, just live your life, do your thing. And it will inspire other people around you, whether or not they agree with you. Don't do it to inspire them. Do it for you. And based on that, you can inspire other people. But yeah, y'all, if you're feeling stagnant, if you feel like you want to go somewhere, just go. But again, I always said, depending on how uncomfortable you want to be, like, do you want to be eating a pack of ramen? I was telling her, if my mental health is not doing good and I need to fucking go on a trip and the funds is low, bitch, I'm going to figure out a fucking way what I can. And then I may take a Spirit flight. I may take a Frontier flight. I may stay in a low budget Airbnb, because I need to be in that destination because of my mental health. You know what I'm trying to say? So that's me. Again, disclaimer, you do what you want to do. This is not medical, mental, or any type of that type of advice. Okay. This is my personal opinion and you can listen to my personal opinion or not. But okay, that's all I wanted to say, y'all. I hope you guys have a blessed day or evening. It is your girl, Olenike Osibowale, the Selfish Babe. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Olenike Osibowale, where I'm doing my vlogs. I'm calling them Goddess Diaries. Okay, I'm really a YouTube girly now. So I need y'all to follow me and like and comment and subscribe, okay? Have a good day. Bye. I forgot to mention one more thing. I also told her to talk to her people. I don't know what her spiritual beliefs are. I said, if you can talk to your ancestors, talk to God. Let them know, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. Open up the way for me. This is what I want to do. Show me the signs. You know what I'm trying to say? So also pray about it. Pray about it. For me, y'all know I do ancestor veneration. So that would be giving offerings to my ancestors, talking to them, letting them know what I want to do, asking them to open up the way for me, talking to God about it, talk to my spirit team about it. So talk to y'all people about it. When I say y'all people, that's what I mean. Talk to y'all people about it. Let them know what you want to do. Invite them in. Have them help you spiritually so the way is open. All right. Light that candle. Get that road opener candle. All right. Peace. I'm out.
For my selfish babes out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom and have a little fun, not only with your partner, but with your friend. No, sorry. For my selfish babe out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom, not only for your partner, but also for yourself, check out my latest product called Poom Poom Candy. It is candy for your vagina. And it really is candy for your vagina, y'all. It is made with cane sugar, the herb Dong Quai, coconut oil, fairy candle root, and marigold. It is all natural, and it is a pum pum candy that you are going to pray over, and you're going to put it into your yoni. You're going to pray prayers of sweetness and joy and love into that, and then you're going to insert it into your yoni. Now, what is it going to do? It is going to make your pum pum sweet. It's going to make it sweet to the taste. So if you have a lover that is an eater, they're going to enjoy this very much because your yoni is literally going to taste very sweet. Also, it's going to melt. So it does have coconut and oil in it. So it's going to make you wet as well. It's like a natural lubrication. But not natural. It's like coconut oil based. And so if you're, you know, about to do the do with your lover, they are going to experience that wetness. And you're going to experience that wetness. Now, I did get a review where somebody said they experienced that wetness for more than that one day. They had it multiple days. So it just depends. And then I also had a review that's already on the website where they said their lover was asking them to take another one. So now, for the people that are squeamish when it comes to sugar, normally I wouldn't recommend putting sugar in your vagina, but remember, I am talking about these new products that are like a form of cayenne mata that the northern Nigerian Hausa woman use, right? And some northern Nigerian women use a type of sugar or candy that they put into their vaginas when they're having sex with their husbands for sweetening of their yoni. This is not just a physical practice, it's a spiritual practice. You guys know I want you guys to do the spiritual with the physical. So when you're doing your prayers, pray that that yoni is sweet as hell. Pray that that man or that woman is enjoying that yoni. You know what I'm trying to say? Pray for your money. Pray for the sweet things in life, because that is what you guys are going to be attracting when you are doing the do and when your sexual energy is rising. Again, I've told you guys, I want to steer more into the direction of talking about attracting from your womb from a place of joy and sensual energy and fun. Yes, you guys can still cleanse with my goddess vaginal detox pearls, available at evolvingbutterfly.org, my best-selling womb and yoni cleanse. But now I want to talk about fun. How can we use that sexual energy in a positive way? How can we add in that joy to our womb? And so if you're into a night of fun with your partner, check out Pum Pum Candy. If you are somebody that is very sensitive when it comes to the yoni and sugar, or just too sensitive, then I probably wouldn't recommend this product for you. But the people that did try this, they said they were good. They haven't had any yeast infections or anything. But be cautioned, it's still sugar. So if you feel like you get one, you know, take whatever yeast infection medication you gotta do. Do the boric acid. Do the detox pearl, whatever you need. Now, I haven't gotten any feedback that anybody has received that. So you use at your own discretion. Your own discretion. But Pum Pum Candy is now available at evolvingbutterfly.org or in my stand store. The link is below.